Bedtime Stories, a novel of cinematic wanderlust.
Read by the author, Joseph Emil Blum.
I wrote this book to bring a little light into the world and allow people to go to sleep at peace. To all the little voices in faraway places, you know who you are and what role you have played in my life. I would be nothing without you. Prologue. What follows is an account of a life released from the constraints of gravity and time. Section 1, One Road Starts at the End of Another, in which we are introduced to Eva and Emil's boy, our protagonist, Jake Spinner, also known as A.L. Janis when writing about films, and we learn of the events which will propel him away from his home, of his two beloved uncles, Fred and Julian, and of the lost sons of Jetumer, a rolling film theater. Chapter 1. My name is Jake Spinner, and I was born with the Wanderer's gene. I know early memories are unreliable, but one memory is clear to me. At the age of 5, a ringing telephone allowed me to elude the watchful eyes of my mother and the rural picketed confines of our apple orchard yard. As my mother walked inside our home to answer the telephone, I responded to my own calling by mounting my bicycle and pedaling carefree through the pastoral surroundings leading to the center of my ancestral hometown of Larch. In those days, Larch was nothing more than a polite grid of tree-lined streets and simple commerce, but with one radiant jewel shining in those streets, the Larch Regal Movie Theater. That's where I stopped. The Regal was where my mother and I spent most Saturday afternoons, and seeing me unattended on a Thursday afternoon, Verna, the dreamy-eyed ticket clerk, came out from her glass-enclosed booth and pieced together why I was alone. She sat me down inside the theater for a detention that was more reward than punishment, and there I sat, eating a box of yesterday's popcorn, watching Katharine Hepburn and Humphrey Bogart until my mother arrived. More for show than displeasure, when Mom arrived, she gave me a playful swat on the behind and told Verna, "It looks like Jake's got the family wanderlust." When I asked Mom what wanderlust was, she sighed and said, "You'll find out in due time." Then she laughed and added, "At least you knew where to stop." And seeing the movie on the big screen added, "The African Queen. This is supposed to be good." At that point, Mom ran out to the lobby and came back with a Fanta and a box of Raisinets, and together we watched the rest of the film. It may have taken a few decades after that bicycle trip for my wanderer's gene to blossom, but once it did, there was no turning back. I know I'm inclined to look beyond the horizon, and there always seems to be something else around the corner. Fortunately, I get to follow that inclination more than most people, because I travel the country living out of a large cargo truck painted with the inside of an elegant movie theater draped in crimson curtains and ornate gold tassels. Written above each panel is the legend, "The Lost Sons of Jetumer Rolling Film Society." Jetumer is the town in Russia that my paternal grandparents came from in the early 20th century. The name honors the grandfather I never met, whom, according to family lore, told anyone who asked where he was from, "I'm a lost son of Jetumer." Below the Lost Sons of Jetumer Rolling Film Society, in a fine calligrapher's writing, is written, "For hire, all occasions." And my trade, if I dare say it, is showing and writing about movies. Is it my profession? I can't honestly say I have a profession, but I do have a purpose, to be a purveyor and collector of stories. Movies are the stories of my time, and I use them to light the eyes around me and to collect the stories and souls behind each set of eyes I meet. This book is about how my life changed after my guardian Uncle Fred Tolliver died. With Fred's death, the few remaining things holding me to one place suddenly departed, and my urge to go took on a life of its own. Fred left me an unlikely inheritance that both defined and has supported my rather strange purpose in life. Though I never met my father and I lost my mother at a young age, I seldom considered myself an orphan. I was fortunate to have two uncles who cared for and shaped me in ways for which I am endlessly grateful. After my mother died, I lived with her only brother, Fred, whose eulogy ends this chapter. Fred lived in our hometown of Larch, where three generations of Tollivers had forged the town's now mostly forgotten legacy. Fred was the Gary Cooper of our family, including 6'2" of rustic good looks and ferocious erudition that was art.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?